Welcome to Portage Connect, the official City of Portage podcast. I am your host, Mary Ripple, and today we are joined by Shoshana Johnson. Shoshana is an author, a second-generation Army veteran, and the first Black female POW. Thanks for joining us today, Shoshana.
Thank you for having me.
We are so excited. And as many of our viewers and listeners already know, Shoshana is our featured speaker at the Black History Month presentation at the Air Zoo on February 5th. Now, without giving too much away, Shoshana, what will you be speaking about during your presentation, and what types of experiences did you encounter while you were in the Army?
Well, I'll basically be talking a little bit about myself, kind of a little narcissistic, I guess. But background. I'm sorry?
I said not at all.
A little bit about my background. What made me join the Army, and then some of my experiences before before the Army, during my time in the military, and after. You know, the Army was something that I think added something to my life, and the experiences, I think, really made me a better person. There were lots of ups and downs and things like that, but that's just something that happens in life, no matter what job you take. But it was very fulfilling, and, you know, to tell you the truth, despite everything, I would do it all over again.
Great. And I can't wait to hear more at the presentation. Now, I think it's safe to say that during your time in the service that you've become very decorated. What medals and awards have you been given?
Well, I got the Army Commendation, and I got that before I went to Iraq. Good Conduct Medal, Service Medals, and then from Iraq, I received a Purple Heart, a Bronze Star, the POW Medal. I am a native of the Republic of Panama, and I was actually honored back home in Panama with the Guerrero a medal. Is the highest medal given to civilians in Panama. So it's nice to be recognized in the country I adopted as my home and the one I was born to.
That's so great. And now, kind of, which brings us to talking about your book a little bit. What inspired you to write your book, and how did you get your opportunity to have it published?
Ooh, that's a long story, but I'll keep it short. We don't have all day. I really, you know, there were opportunities when I first came home, and I backed away from that because I wasn't in the right mind space. You know, I wasn't physically, you know, fit, so I had to recover from that first. Okay. And, you know, the opportunities kind of, you know, slide off after a while. People forget, you know, you were hot for a minute. Then it starts to die down a whole lot. But, you know, a gentleman approached me and said, you know, I think you and I really should write a book. And I was hemming and hawing. And my parents are really the ones that said, you know, you need to tell the story for your daughter, you know. And then even then, I was still kind of not really into it. But, you know, I remember seeing, you know, comments people make online and stuff like that. And basically people saying what happened to me. And I was like, how are you going to say what happened to me? And then my dad jumped back in and said, see, that's how you can correct it. You could write the book and put it on paper. Then no matter what happens, you have written down your truth for everybody to read. So that really pushed me forward. You know, you get tired of people telling you what happened to you, and especially when they get it wrong. Right. So I just had to tell my side of the story, the way it made me feel from my point of view. And I was very grateful that someone, Mr. Paul Brown, who initially started that going, and we had a rough road. We went from one publisher who didn't like the manuscript and, you know, stuff like that. And then we found Simon & Schuster, who stepped in. And we got the book going, and I ended up using a different ghost writer, Mary Doyle, who is an Army veteran herself and really understood as a Black female veteran how to write it out. you know, there's plenty of people who were like, oh, they didn't like it and this and that. But, you know, you can't please everybody. But it's my truth. It's my point of view. And there you go.
Oh, I just got goosebumps, too. It is your truth. And nobody knows you like you and what you've been through. So remind us, what is the title of your book?
I'm Still Standing.
I hear that in addition to your presentation on February 5th, that you're also doing a book signing. Where can people purchase your book?
They can buy them on Amazon, of course. Amazon sells everything. SimonandSchuster.com or Barnes & Noble.
Okay. And the book title, again, is I'm Still Standing. And so, now, I mean, and you've definitely had a very impactful military career. And you've learned a lot of things. What would you say are your main lessons, your main takeaway from your experiences? And then what are you doing now to help pass on your knowledge to the public?
Biggest things I've learned that is you don't know what you can do until you have to do it.
Okay.
I didn't think, there were times in basic training I didn't think I would make it through, but I made it through. There were times during captivity I didn't think I could make it through, but I made it through. Sometimes you think you know, you can't do it, you can't do it, but when the push comes to shove, you can accomplish a lot. And that people are people. I got to meet so many different kinds of people from all over the country and sometimes all over the world when I was in the military. And what it comes down to is no matter what color, religion, ethnicity, nationality, sexual orientation, people are people. That's what it comes down to. People are people. And if you treat them with respect, more than likely you'll get respect back. What I do now when I do get to speak once in a while about my experiences and share some of the things that happened to me. Hopefully people take something good out of it. I volunteer with the Military Order of the Purple Heart, DAV. I just rejoined my American Legion. It's kind of hard with some of these organizations because lots of times you're the only female. American Legion has quite a few females, but the Military Purple Heart, I'm the only female in our local chapter. I'm one of the few females in the DAV, which is kind of shocking because there's plenty of disabled female veterans out there. Mm-hmm. So it's at first I kind of shied away because I'd be the only female, but then I had to say, if I don't join, you know, neither will other females because they're going to feel the same way I do.
Right, exactly.
So I was like, let me step up and join and hopefully more will join with me.
Now, just one more thing before we go. What words of wisdom do you have for younger people just starting out in life or those that want to serve in the military? I think you kind of touched on that a little bit already.
I think for both of them, there is so much knowledge at our fingertips. You know, I'm going to tell you, next week I'm going to be 49 years old. We had to look for information. We had to go to the library, and those books were sometimes years old and stuff like that. You have information at your fingertips. Don't just take one look at something. Research. There's so many different ways to look at something, so many different facets of information out there. If you want to join the military, just don't go to the recruiter and talk to them. Go online. Talk to other military people. Listen to what they tell you and take the time to make a decision based on who you are, what you want to do with your life, and how you plan to move forward. And if the military is not for you, don't be upset about it. It's not for everybody, but there is something out there just for you that you are meant to do. And whether it's a plumber, a teacher, a doctor, a nurse, the most that anybody can ask for you is give it your best shot.
Love it. Love it. That is great advice. And I think something that we all need to hear, like, again and again, no matter how old we are. So,
yeah, I mean, give it your best shot. I think sometimes people want, you know, oh, I want doctor, nurse. We all have a job in this world to contribute to our society. And as long as you do the best you can, you're contributing.
Right. And that's so true. So true. I think people forget that all the time. Everyone of us have a role. So,
yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to touch base on or talk about before we go?
No, besides, I hope people are safe. You know, this, what we're going through right now as a society is kind of humbling. COVID-19 doesn't discriminate. And I hope that everyone is taking precautions to take care of their family and themselves and our society. You know, so many men and women put on a uniform and make sacrifices for everyone back here at home. I don't think that taking precautions is a big ask for each individual to protect the society in which we live and contribute.
Yeah, and that's very sound advice and not a lot to ask at all. So thank you again for joining us today. Remember to come see the Black History Month presentation with our featured speaker, Shoshana Johnson, on February 5th at 6 p.m. The event will take place at the Air Zoo, 6151 Portage Road. And if you'd like to know more information about the event, you can visit us on Facebook and Instagram at the City of Portage MI. And last but not least, if you happen to have a podcast idea, shoot us an email at publicinformation@portagemi.gov.